Hey everybody, this is Pierre Quinn and you're listening to episode number 85 of the Leading While Green podcast, where my mission is to help you live, learn, and lead with confidence. Can you believe that it's April 2019 already? For this episode of the podcast, I'm reaching far back into the archives and bringing you a good snippet. I mean, it's a sizable chunk from one of my keynote presentations from a couple of years ago. And I can't give you the whole thing. I wanted to give you the whole thing, but I can't. I can't give you the whole thing, but I'm giving you enough to really get you going, to force you to think, and to take some good notes. So find something to write with, find something to write on, and listen up. The year is flying by. I mean, April 2019, I can remember. It seems like yesterday that we were just counting down and saying Happy New Year and going over the list of things that we want to accomplish for the year and making huge plans. So how's that list going? How many things have you checked off? What do your accomplishments look like? And hopefully you've been knocking things down as you've progressed on this journey to becoming a more effective leader. Now, if you want some help, some tips, some insights, I want to encourage you to hop over to prcquinn.com and check out my free course, 12 Ways to Grow as a Leader. It's packed full of great content. I use it when I work with leadership teams across the country, and I want to put it into your hands for free. So hop over to prcquinn.com and check that out. I also want to encourage you to hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review and some comments. The more you rate the podcast, the more you share it, is the more that people will discover it. And we can help encourage even more people on this journey to becoming an effective leader. All the other stuff that you do, keep doing it. Please keep texting, keep sharing on social media, put the link in an email, let other people know about this journey of leadership that we are on together. And I can't do this thing without you. Okay, for today, I'm reaching back into the archives and I'm pulling out a huge chunk of one of my favorite keynote presentations. It's about life balance, about work-life balance. And I know some people say there is no work-life balance. And that's one of the things that I underscore in the presentation, that a balanced life looks different from everyone. And it looks different depending on where you are, what stage of life that you're in. But I really unpack some principles of living a life in balance for you. Now, this is a good chunk of the keynote presentation. And I want you to take some notes. I want you to listen up. And then I want you to see, after you've listened to it, how you can apply these principles in your life of getting a better control over your schedule, getting a better control over your phone, getting a better control over your meetings, and even your free time, your personal time. And this segment of this presentation will help you do that. So here's a segment of my conversation, of my keynote on life balance.
Some of us are convinced that everything in the world is a 5-alarm emergency fire. You ever get those frantic emails from people at work? Some of you are chuckling right now. Those frantic emails from people at work because they're trying to take whatever their issue or challenge is and make it your emergency. Here's what I learned. I learned I got to put things in categories. When I get a phone call, when I get an email, when I get a text message, when I get an inbox, I got to put them in categories. Category number one, is it important? Category number two, is it urgent? Category number three, is it an emergency? And the truth is, 90% of the communications that I get from the teams that I work on are only emergencies in the mind of the people who send the communication. And you scramble and you don't eat lunch and you're all paranoid and you finally get the proposal or the project done. And then you say, oh, we didn't have to turn it in until next week. All because you didn't categorize things between important, urgent, and emergency. Even if you got to put a sticky note to remind yourself. Anytime you get a phone call or communication, is this urgent? Is this important? Or is it an emergency? And get some of your time back. Okay, number six, we're getting to the other side of this. Number six, life balance, you need to choose in advance. Well, what does that mean? How many of us in here like to go out to eat? Some of us. Some of us are just home-cooked people, and that's great. How many of us, when we go out to eat, order the same thing? Now, just stick, don't be, you. When I said go out to eat, everybody was like this. Order the same thing, you were like this. No, if that's you, just be honest. How many of you order the same thing? You order chicken strips no matter where you go. 4-star restaurant. Excuse me, do you have chicken strips? No, they don't have chicken strips. It's a 4-star restaurant. So my difficulty is when I go out to eat with people who I know order the same thing over and over again, but they sit there and pine over the menu. And one of the worst places to take individuals like that is a place like Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory have 437 things on the menu. You know you're only going to get the same thing. So this is what I start to teach people. My wife and kids. Before we go to the restaurant, we're going to download the menu. And we will already have made our choice before we get in the restaurant. Because I don't like that awkward feeling when the server is standing there. What do you want? And you're flipping page 8, page 9, page 10. I'm not quite sure. Close it. Excuse me, can I have chicken strips? Choose in advance. You want to add some balance to your life? Choose in advance. What does that mean? You know holidays come every year, right? Why do you wait to the day before Thanksgiving to argue about where you're going for Thanksgiving? Are we going to your side of the family? Are we going to my side of the family? I want to hang out with my friends. Where are we going? And you spend the entire day before Thanksgiving arguing over where you're going. All you had to do was back in July and say, okay, we got Thanksgiving coming up. We got Christmas coming up. Where are we going? So by the time the holiday rolls around, just write it, put it in an envelope, seal it, write Thanksgiving on it, write it, put it in an envelope, seal it, write Christmas on it. What do we want to do? Oh, no. We made this decision back in July. And life is much better when you choose in advance. I took my kids to a place that specializes in taking all of your money. Anybody want to guess where that was? It was Disney World. They specialize. We went to Magic Kingdom, and it was my second time to Disney. It was my wife's first time to Disney. And we walked into Magic Kingdom, if those of you have been there, and my wife was like, this is amazing. And I said, babe, we're not even really inside yet. Now you walk in, if you've never been to Magic Kingdom, when you first walk in, there are the shops and the t-shirts and the balloons and the flowers. Magic Kingdom is on the other side of that. And my wife was like, this is amazing. And I said, don't stop. Keep walking. They're just trying to get your money. But we made the best out of that trip because we chose in advance what our strategy was going to be for that day. And I chuckled, not too much, but I chuckled at the individuals who were standing there with the app. What do you guys want to do? I don't know what I want to do. What do you guys want to do? And you're wasting precious time. It's $120 a ticket. I can't afford to waste any time. I want to do everything twice. And because we chose in advance, we were able to maximize our day. You know certain seasons of work are coming. You know at a certain time your caseload builds. You know at a certain time you have meetings. You know at a certain time of year, it's very cyclical. You have these projects. Why don't you start choosing in advance how you're going to respond? Instead of waiting to the day of or the week of and wrestling with and being upset about your time, what would life look like if you chose in advance? Okay, number 7. Some of y'all need to talk about it. And on one hand, I'm 100% serious. On the other hand, I'm 100% joking. But more of my hand is on the serious. And I know it doesn't make sense, but I didn't do math. I did communication in school. So trust me. Some of us in this room need to talk it out. And I know some of us come from home cultures where that's not popular. We don't talk about our issues. We don't talk about our challenges. But like I said before, there's stuff from our past that we're dealing with. And sure, you're 30, 40, 50, 60. But inside of a lot of us is a scared 5-year-old kid. A scared 5-year-old kid who grew up in a family where they didn't take care of you, where they didn't respect you, where they didn't value you. And some of the issues and individuals you deal with, their stories are very similar to yours. You just haven't let it out yet. And it's tough because you're trying to wrestle 30 and 40 and 50-year-old adult problems with the feelings of a hurt 5-year-old inside of you. Some of you just need to pull up on somebody's couch and set an appointment. Some of you need to call a trusted friend and mentor. Some of you need to take some of those days that you've accumulated and de-stress and have deep heart conversations about what's going on, because you're bringing that junk to work anyway. We see it on your face. We see it in your interactions. We see it in how when we get together in certain topics and you just get so frustrated and people ask, oh, what's wrong with her? Oh, that's just the way she is. That's not just the way she is. There's something inside of us that just doesn't feel good. And how dare we work in a profession where we're challenging people to be the best that they possibly can be, and we're not accepting the same reality for ourselves? How dare we work in a profession where we talk about treatment plans and we talk about therapies and methodologies and balance of life and getting back to your center? We talk about those things, but then we don't want to do them for ourselves. And we wonder why things start to go crazy. What would life look like if you talked it out just a little more? Number 8. Voicemail is your friend. I'll say it again, because I know this is like PhD level stuff. I'm going to talk slow so you'll get it. Voicemail is your friend. I was in graduate school and one of my mentors took me out to lunch. He was visiting from out of town and his phone was exploding. Every 2 or 3 minutes, his phone was ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. And I watched and I said, you're not going to pick up the phone? He said, no, they'll leave a voicemail. And then the phone rang and he picked it up quickly. And I was like, well, who was that? He said, oh, that was my wife. I'm picking up the phone. I said, why do you do that? He said, well, there are a few things. One, and he talked about the urgency and emergency principle. But he said, another thing is, some people call you frantically because they don't want to use their own brain power to come up with solutions. So if you put a little bit of a buffer in there, it forces individuals to take a step back and think about how they can create a solution while they're waiting for you to call them back. Some of my favorite phone calls are with individuals who have left me a voicemail and I've called them back and they say, we figured it out. I'm thinking, you know, you could have did that before you called me the first time. But voicemail is actually your friend. And people know you're not really going to get me after about 8 o'clock. I work, I travel, I speak, I do seminars, I teach classes, I work with faith-based organizations. After about 8 o'clock, you're getting a voicemail. And people will tell, well, I sent you a text last night. Yeah, I answered you this morning. Well, what were you doing? Minding my business and leaving yours alone? But that's my boundary. That's my boundary. Because I'm uncomfortable sitting there working on things. And I know there are exceptions, there are emergencies, I get it. I work on a lot of stuff all the time. But it can't be a situation where my children's only interaction with me before bedtime is always seeing me at my computer. That's not living. And I'm tired all the time. Daddy, when are you going to have time for me? Daddy, when are you going to stop working on your speeches? Daddy, 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 daddy. And I'm going to look up and she's going to be 18. And my life will have transitioned to a smoother place. And I'll be like, let's hang out. And she'll be like, Dad, come on. So voicemail is your friend. And just because you get the message instantly does not mean you have to respond instantly. Just because they send you a text. Well, I sent you a text. Okay. Use your friends. Number nine. Life balance. Be present in the moment. When you're at work, be at work. When you're with your family, be with your family. When you're with your friends, be with your friend. Be present in the moment. So back to Disney. We stayed at Disney all day. I got all of my money's worth. I think I got some other people's money's worth. We were at Disney from 8 a.m. till midnight. And I still, yeah, I think I got about $150 worth. One of the last shows of the night, they do the fireworks, if you've been there. And I wanted to capture the moment, so I had my phone out. My wife had her phone out. And I looked around, and no one was watching the fireworks. Everyone was watching their phone watch the fireworks. And in the middle of the show, I took my phone and I put it in my pocket. By this time, my wife's phone is out of capacity because she has taken every picture known to man. She wanted to capture the moment, and she's got video, and she's got everything. And her phone, on iPhones, you can't take anymore. And she says, let me see your phone. And I said, no. And I cringed a little bit because I thought she was going to swing on me. But I said, no. And she was upset for about 5 minutes. But then I took a step back and I saw that all four of us were not watching our phone watch the fireworks. All four of us were watching the fireworks. And it was one of the best memories that we have. All because we decided to be present in the moment. Let's be honest. Most of the stuff that we video or take pictures of, we're not going back to watch it. It's not like photo albums. Photo albums, you take them all, you dust it, and you know, the yellow pages are stuck, whoosh, they're stuck together. And we go back down memory lane. On our phones, it's completely different. Oh, I'm out of data? Well, there's Disney World. And if I hadn't paid attention in the moment, I wouldn't have the memories. Here's the last one. Don't stop trying. Life balance is a dance. And depending on what type of music you're listening to, you dance differently. Life balance looks different depending on where you are in life. So the question that you have to ask is, what does life balance look like for you? But don't stop at asking questions. Take the courage and actually do something about it. Thank you.
that's one of my favorite presentations to give this conversation on what a balanced life looks like for you personally. I really enjoy when I have the opportunity to travel and give that particular presentation. So I hope you got a lot out of it. Hopefully you took some really, really great notes. And now that the segment is over, you can go back and listen to it again. And you can go back and figure out how you can apply these particular principles in your life to make a bigger difference and be more effective, not just a lead as a leader on your job, but at home and the other places where you work and play with your family, because your time is important, it's precious, and as a leader, you need to make the best use of it. Hey, that's all I got for this episode of the Leading While Green podcast, where you know it's my mission to help you live, learn, and lead with confidence. So until next time, take care and God bless.